realize this, and we cannot weep and shame this. But you should try. We should try to realize this. And we will be like Uttam Adhikari. You can do like that. This is the mood of gopis. They are feeling so much high class of separation. And praying Krishna, my heart is empty. You should come and feel all kinds of love and affection in my heart to you. Otherwise, I may die. Rippling my heart. Oh, you are very kind. Very soon you should come. So, high class of Brajakirtan. You should also realize all these things and try to be like that. Thank you. You.
Your spiritual journey has just begun. desirable things will be, and all desirable things will be yours. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you, Prabhupada, for sending your dear friend to the West. We all know he's Radharani's best. Now hearty blessings are coming our way, and we know that your love is here to stay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you, Gurudev, for coming to the big aisle with your big blue eyes and your soothing smile. We wish you would come here to stay, but we know that you must be on your way. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One day while walking down life's long road, we met a man in saffron robes. Prabhupada is his name, and he's still chanting the holy names. He said, come with me, my daughters and sons, your spiritual journey has just begun. Chant the holy names of the Lord, and all desirable things will be, and all desirable things will be, and all desirable things will be yours. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chant the holy names of the Lord, desirable things will be, and all desirable things will be, and all desirable things will be. Chant the holy names of the Lord, and all desirable things will be.
कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्री श्रीमद्भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव इति नामे अते मत्त चरित्राय स्वासितानं च पाणि जीव दुखे सदाताय नाम प्रेम प्रदान वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधु पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नम्ने गौरत्विषे Millions of humble obeisances in my deep lotus feet of my spiritual master. Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Vasishtha Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj. And in the lotus of my Shiksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Vasishtha Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. We are in our classes explaining what is bhakti and how we can gradually achieve it. So beginning the last fraction of bhakti, that is called shraddha, we began from there. Oh, so many points we discussed. And for this, Guru Padashraya Diksha is so essential. But there is a question. He asked a question, two questions. First, I want to reconcile all these things. And you should very seriously and carefully hear these things, very important things. First he will question and then I will answer it.
Hare Krishna. So there is a question concerning the difference between Gayatri Mantra Diksha and Harinam initiation. Some persons are taking quotations from various books, Shastra, and they are presenting the idea based upon their understanding of the Shastra that Harinam is complete in itself, it is sufficient, and that initiation in Gayatri Mantra is not actually required. There are a couple of quotations to introduce this subject so that devotees can get the picture, and I will read a couple of these quotations and then Srila Gurudev will give the clear understanding. So first of all, they're quoting Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada in One Room Conversation, 1973 in Paris. Here he's telling, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then as he practices, becomes more purified, then second initiation, Gayatri, Gayatri Mantra. But the first initiation, according to Jiva Goswami, that is sufficient. Chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, that is sufficient. But still, to purify them more, the second initiation, Gayatri, is given. So that is one quote. Then they quote another short quotation from Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj in Sri Guru and His Grace, his book. He's telling, "We accept the mantra only to help the Nam Bhajan, the worship of the holy name. Otherwise, it may not be necessary at all. It has been judged in such a way. The name alone can do everything for a person. It is full and complete. The Gayatri Mantra helps us to do away with the aparads, offenses, and the abhas, or hazy conception. The Gayatri Mantra comes to help us only so far." So these are the two quotations which they have cited, which they are attempting to support their statement that it is not actually completely essential or necessary that someone should take the Gayatri Mantra Diksha, but that Harinam is sufficient. Now they have also quoted Srila Narayan Maharaj in his books, making a statement which they are trying to suggest that is contrary to this understanding. So I'm also reading these two statements in Going Beyond Vaikuntha book. "Without the Gopal Mantra and the Kam Gayatri, will our sadhana become complete with only the Nam Sankirtan? No, because by Nam Sankirtan alone, we will not be able to chant Shuddha Nam, the pure name of Krishna." And then one more quotation they have from the lectures which Srila Gurudev gave on the Bhajan Rahasya. Here he's telling, "Everything is there, but don't think that we can realize all this by chanting Krishna Nam alone. We must chant Nam Mantra Gayatri, Nam Mantra Gayatri as well. If we want full understanding and realization of what is in the Hare Krishna Mantra, we must also chant Nam Mantra Gayatri." So these are the two types of quotations which they are attempting to suggest like this. Yeah. So I want to request Srila Gurudev to please clarify these points so that everyone can understand clearly the position of Gayatri Mantra initiation and Hari Nam initiation and their relationship between them.
I think that you have all understand this question. Very carefully you should try to understand and reconcile. His question that had been raised by someone, that diksha no necessary, essential to take. And he has quoted Diksha Purascharya, no need in Krishna. It is sufficient by speaking name. Oh, he is very powerful name. All desire he can fulfill. Even Braj Prem he will give the name. So what is the need of taking initiation? And they have also quoted my speech and also Prapujya Charna Srimad Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj. So I want to reconcile. It is true that Diksha Purascharya is not needed, but we should know something. But Srila Prabhupada Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati wrote a Archan Deepika, and there he had told Harinam is Bhagavat Swarup. Bhagavat Swarup is Harinam. Means? Real form of Krishna and Radha. It is true. And that is why it has been told. Krishna, Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. And by chanting and remembering Krishna, all kinds of Siddhi, that is Braj Prem, Radha, Dasa, even we can attend by this. But in first stage, when he is uttering name, any devotee, there are so many anarths, aparad, and so many things. Laya, prapatti, che, and so many things. When he utters this name, he cannot utter pure name. It is guaranteed. That name with or that name is like nama aparad. After diksha samskar, divyam jnanam jato dyat kuryat papasya sanchaya. Getting all kinds of knowledge, Krishna tattva, jiva tattva, all types, divyam. And a relation with Krishna, this mantra gives. Only Nam himself cannot give this relation. So, all the acharya, from top to bottom, they have told that, for sinful actions, and for anartha nivritti, anartha nivritti, you know?
Clearing the offenses.
You should have it.
Anartha nivritti means to clear all the offenses.
And for pure name, can come only by the diksha vidha. Kshalam. That is to wash all these sins, sinful acting, and aparad and other things. This vidhan is essential. Without diksha samskar, sambandha gyan cannot come, and you cannot be do shuddhanam. So it is essential to take diksha vidhan.
Process.
Yatha diksha vidhanena kasyam rasvidhanatah. Like kasha.
Metal.
Bell metal. By the help of
Some chemical thing.
It becomes gold. So by this chemical, by this
process,
our name will be pure. Otherwise, no. If there was no, there is no
necessity.
Of this diksham, why Prabhupada, Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati, took initiation, the second initiation from
Gaurakīśora-dāsa-bhājī-mahārāja.
And why his all disciples, why he gave diksha to all his disciples, even Param Pujyapāda Śrīdhara Gosvāmī Mahārāj too, and his all disciples from top to bottom. Why he gave? And why they accepted if there was no necessity of this? Not only that. Brahma received Kamgatriya Gopal mantra from
Krishna
himself. And he gave it to Brahma. Brahma gave to Narad, Diksha. And Narad gave so many. He gave Diksha to Dhruv. By what name? By what mantra? Not only name. And what was that? Om Namo Bhagavate. Om Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Why he told this mantra? This is Diksha. I know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took initiation from Ishwar Puribar. By what mantra? He gave first Harinam, and to purify he gave Gopal mantra. So Gopal mantra is transcendental and ever existing. Gopal mantra gives relation. And then what? What relation? Gopi Jana Vallabha. This relation it gives. So we should think about this. In our Guru Parampara, top to bottom, all have accepted Guru. I think, can you tell, and they can tell, that in our Guru Parampara who have not taken Diksha, can they tell? Any name from top to bottom? Gaurakishore Das Babaj Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, all six Goswamis, Madhavendra Puri too. He took initiation. Second, why they took? It known essential. So you should know the gravity by all these things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Kadadhar Pandit, Ishwar Puri, Madhavendra Purubhya, they have all taken Diksha. Why we should not take? Why not essential? If no essential, then who made the process of Diksha? Why Sanatana Goswami wrote?
Hari Bhakti Vilas.
Why?
Gopal Bhatta Goswami,
why he wrote? Uselessly it? Can they answer? I think in 100 million years they cannot answer this question. I know. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took initiative, though he is lords of lords, Radha and Krishna himself, but he went to Puri, Gaya. And he took initiation. What he took? He has cleared it vividly in Kashi to Sannyasi's gathering. They were telling, you are a very qualified Sannyasi, young Sannyasi. Why you don't hear Vedanta? And why you are drinking and why you are singing, dancing and doing so many things?
Rolling on the ground.
Why? You are like a Tajjatrika. Tajjatrika means Sannyasi should not dance, sing and do
all on the ground is not.
So you are doing why? Then he told. Guru more murkha dekhi karika shasan. Oh, my guru told that you are not intelligent. You are like foolish. My guru dev. Oh, guru? Ishwar Puribar. So you should don't go to Vedanta and other things. You should always chant. And after that, he told that you should remember one shloka. Harir Naam, Harir Naam, Harir Naam, Vayyokya. Kalau Naste, Naste, Naste Bhagati Ranyata. He told. But after that, it has been written. Whether Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took only Harinam or he took Gopal Mantra also. I know in our parampara, Harinam is given first and to clarify and to have a relation, Gopal Mantra was given, only Gopal Mantra. And after that, Dhyan Chandra came and Gopal Guru and they made all the regulations that we now follow. Brahma Gayatri, then Guru Mantra, Guru Gayatri, Gaur Mantra, Gaur Gayatri, Krishna Mantra, and then Kama Gayatri. This is the process that we follow from Gopal Guru. He was the shishya of Bakreshwar Pandit, and Bakreshwar Pandit is from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, it has been told there, Krishna Mantra Sada, Ek Mantra Sada. Krishna means the essence of all the mantra. Krishna Mantra Haite Haide Sansar Mochan. Krishna mantra. And Krishna naam haite pave Krishna premadhan. But that name should be pure. How it will be pure? Only by that diksha process. Otherwise, no. Japite japite mantra karila pagal. Or sannyasigan. You are asking that you why you dance and sing and rolling down on that. Oh, that is the thing. That when my Gurudev initiated me, he gave mantra and Gopal mantra too. And then japite japite mantra. What mantra?
Gopal mantra.
If it was Harinam only, Mahamantra, then why he told mantra? Mantra means Gopal mantra and vividly and Kamgatri, this thing. He gave first Harinam and then Gopal mantra. Japite japite mantra karila pagal. It made me mad. Krishna mantra. Krishna mantra, mantra means Gopal and this. And also Mahamantra. Ei to swabhav jei jape tare kar krishne upajay bhav. Those who always remember this, meditate the months, Gopal mantra and Kam Gayatri. Oh, the power of the mantra, influence of this mantra is that, oh, at once Savati will come in any way. Next.
Chanting, regularly, constant.
Oh, one thing. It has been told in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, and 4th chapter, 192 paya. It has been written clearly in Chaitanya. Diksha kale bhakta kare atma samarpan. Sei kale krishna karen tare atma sam. What? At the time of diksha, second initiation, first is called Harinam only, not Diksha. Second is called Diksha. Diksha kale bhakta kare. Atma samarpana. He, what?
Surrenders.
Oh, he surrenders totally in the lotus feet of Gurudev. And Sei kale Krishna kare tare. Then Krishna gives his lotus feet shelter. And he makes them atmasam, oh, very, very near and dear. And then, in Iskanda Puran, it has been told, adikshasya vamoru kritam sarvam nirathakam pasu yonim ivapnoti diksha virahiti janam. Oh, vamuri, oh, Parvati, Shankar is telling, or dikshasya. Those who have not taken diksha, their all activities, sadhan, bhajan, pujan, all goes in vain. And he comes in the pieces of yoni of so many pasu.
Pieces of
animals.
Animal pieces.
So, also, it has been told, even Nam can give everything Krishna Prem only by chanting by ton. Only one ton is
vibration.
No, even
move.
This ton
grihan
jadi jihva ka sparsha naam se hota hai.
It touch.
He can give all kinds of things. But pure or impure, this is the question. Without Diksha Vidhan, it cannot be. So, Srila Jiva Goswami has quoted one sloka. No Diksha, nacha puras satkriyan, nacha puras charjan, mano gikchate, mayantro, rasanayam sprigehava phalati Krishna Matmaka. That you know, that no diksha, no need of diksha, na satkriya, any pious activity, nacha purashyajya. Only by touching the mantra Krishna, Krishna, he gives so many things. Even Krishna Das, Radha Das, everything. But Jiva Goswami is had a explanation means
commentary.
And this is very clear. And you should always note down this. And they should also. What? In Bhakti Sandar, in 283 number, he has told that, it is true that by only touching the tone, Krishna can give you everything. But Narada and all Purvacharya,
previous acharyas,
Gurudev ke nikat grihan karne mein sadhan bhajan, they have taken diksha. Narada, I have told before, Brahma, Narada and all, Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan, all. So, diksha grahan they will receive, and then sadhan bhajan, by this they will do, and that pujan,
worship
their Ishtadev Radha Krishna. Like that, the anugatijan of that Mahanubhava,
followers of that realized soul,
these Mahapurus,
realized soul.
Farmer should must take diksha. He has written. Without diksha, there will be no relation with like dasya, sakya, vasalya and vada. Never it can be without diksha. Jiva Goswami. It cannot come. That samadhi jnana comes only by gopi jana ballabha, by that. Otherwise, he can't come. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has vividly written the explanation of the same slope. Giving up all kinds of sadhana. Bhagavan Nam Kirtan and Smaran, if anyone going, Gitanga, all kinds of sadhana, all kinds of pious activities, those who remember and kirtan of Krishna name. And they have determined that their Ishtadev is Krishna. But they never took initiation from any Vaishnava guru, Vaishnavi diksha. And they think that, no need, necessary, essential. Then they cannot achieve Krishna. Never and never. Only that they will not go to hell. They will not go to hell. But they cannot achieve the lotus feet of Krishna in any life. But it may be that they cannot go to hell. Or in future
life,
by the fruit of previous activities of bhajan that they have done, they will come in a very religious family. And then there they will have sadhu sangha, and then guru padashraya, and then diksha, and they will come in this
proper process.
So he has told all these things. First 8 minutes. Asai Man Siksha. Raghunath Das Goswami has told what? Guru Goste Gosta Lesu Sujane Bhusur Gane Samantre
Sinamni.
Why he has told to? Why told? If no necessary. Then Sri Namni Evam?
Swamantra.
Swamantra, why? What is Swamantra? There is some difference. Mantra and Harinam. And that is why he told to his mind, oh, take shelter. And then your life will be successful. So there are two things, not one thing. Sadadambham hitva aratim apurvam. Oh, you should give up your false
ego,
prides, and try to be like that. So, Guru Padatta, this given mantra, oh, that is diksha, and we should now reconcile all these things. I have told so many points. You should try to transform all these things and give it to Kripa, Krishna.
Kripa Ram Prabhu.
Kripa Ram Prabhu.
As soon as
that
possible.
It should come in big way, in internet, and also know, and their all doubts should go. And then next question, I will tell after 10 minutes. Oh, Krishna, also he took diksha from Bhaguri Rishi. What? Though he is Guru of Brahma, but he took himself. He told to Gopi, why you tell that I am not Dikshit, I am Dikshit by Bhaguri.
You can ask Purnamasi, my father.
I think it should come also in our magazines, everywhere, and internet too. You should also write all these things. You can take my paper and...
Krishna Govinda, Govinda, Gopal Nandalal. Krishna Govinda, Govinda, Gopal Nandalal. Krishna Govinda, Govinda, Gopal Nandalal. Krishna Govinda.
I was searching Chandrika here, for means I saw first her here. But now I'm seeing she is sitting very near. You should recite, but very brief.
In this poem, Krishna is watching Radharani dancing. When she dances, I am spellbound. My eyes like bees wrap around the nectar of the grace in her hands. Each mudra and motion dancing my emotion with scriptures of love and their power enchanting me hour after hour. As the moon dances clear across the sky, I am lost in the restless motions of her eyes. Nurturing gardens of passion and yearning in my heart, winging towards the turning of hers, the face that invented beauty. And her delicate pearl foot rises to bless the sky as she balances on the quickening sands of my appreciation. All of creation stops. Falling water stunned in midair, as if stung by the ecstasies of the moonlit bees. A peacock spreads its brilliant tail to be a fan that cools her as she stands in full command of who I am. Thank you.
Very good.
Namgula announcement. Namgula
announcement. Yes. Upper.
So continuing with Srila Gurudev's commentary and answers on questions which some individuals have posed, which also require proper reconciliation, correct clarification and understanding. So the next topic, which they have suggested that there seems to be some apparent contradiction, is in the question of in the mood of madhurya, conjugal love, in the separation mood, vipralambha, is this separation mood the highest expression of bhakti? So now they have given one quotation from Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada's book called Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And they are quoting from the section of the conversation between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy. This is called Roy Ramananda Samvad. And this is progressively in this chapter, in this conversation, now the discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy has reached a very high pinnacle. And now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is requesting Ramananda Roy to speak something further and higher. So I'm reading this quotation, first of all, from Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Quote, upon hearing of these transcendental activities, Lord Chaitanya said, oh, my dear Ramananda, what you have explained regarding the transcendental pastimes of Sri Radha and Krishna is perfectly correct. Yet, there is something more I would like to hear from you. It is very difficult for me to express anything beyond this, Rai Ramananda replied to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very difficult to express anything beyond this. But I can say only that there is an emotional activity called Prem Vilas Vivarta, which I may try to explain, but I do not know whether you will be happy to hear it. Now, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada gives a short comment here, and he says, in this Prem Vilas, there are two kinds of emotional activities. One is called separation, and one is called meeting. In Sanskrit, this is vipralambha and sambhog. So that this transcendental separation, vipralambha, is so acute that it is actually more ecstatic than meeting, than sambhog. So in this quotation, they have attempted to assert that Srila Prabhupada is saying that vipralambha is on a higher level and brings more ecstasy than the meeting between Radha and Krishna. Now, they have posed this quotation against two quotations from Srila Narayan Raja's book in which they think that he is saying the opposite and that it is not correct what he is saying. So, I'm reading his quotations also. This is from his Brajmandala Parikrama book. Here he's telling, those who have not scrutinizingly studied the scripture Srimad Bhagavatam and who have not comprehended Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam and who have also not properly understood books like Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Brihad Bhagavatamritam, Ujjvala Nilamani, Krishna Karanamrita and other literatures of this nature, these people, they consider vipralambha, the mood of separation, to be the highest level of ecstasy. Our previous acharyas also considered vipralambha to be a very exalted state. But after much reflection, they perceived vipralambha as a prerequisite to highlight.
What meaning?
Prerequisite means a previous qualification. So that he says, to highlight and more fully embellish the ecstasy of reunion. This is Jagannath who has used this wording. It's not your exact words because it's translated from the Hindi lecture. But here he's saying that you are telling that after much reflection on this matter, the previous acharyas, they have perceived that vipralambha can help to amplify this ecstasy of sambhog. So if there would be only vipralambha, that means if there would only be separation for all of eternity, what would be the use? What would be the service of this? Vipralamba is necessary only because it intensifies the ecstatic feelings of reunion again. So that's one quotation, and then there's one more short quotation from the same book. So you can see that the mood of Vipralamba is much more complex than the way that you previously envisioned it to be. And those who still persist to say that Vipralamba is the highest, they do not yet have the spiritual maturity to understand and realize that it is not possible for anything to be more elevated than Srimati Radharani and Krishna's ecstatic loving exchanges in reuniting again, Sambho. So everyone understands clearly?
You understand? You can express in your word. What is his question? In your word, what you understood?
So the question is, which is highest, separation or union? Gurudev explained in his books that separation is only good for the reuniting. If separation lasted forever, there is no point. This separation continues and intensifies to the point where union takes place, and that separation has embellished that reunion, that meeting. So,
thank you. Anyhow, do I have cleared it in my these versions? That only to increase meeting or separation may help something. For this, I want to more add and explain that Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has told anywhere, I don't remember. Vipralam is dancing on the head of meeting. And also high class of this, that this separation can dance on the head of meeting. He has written, but he has told something more, and that is in tibra viraha, in
transcendental separation.
Krishna reveals himself totally, and the gopis in separation mode. They think from top to bottom about Krishna, his own qualities, all pastimes, and they like to embrace Krishna there and to give up their Tibra Vigahta, the fire of separation.
Intense separation. Acute separation.
But it is also right that gopis are not satisfied by this. They can satisfy. They want that he should vividly come in front of us, face by face, and he can put his very Sukumar.
Soft
and gentle, or lotus feet on our
breast.
How breast? Very
hard.
And very, very gently repenting. They are keeping the lotus feet off. Who? That feet, Brahma and Narada and anyone cannot bring in their meditation to
in their trance
also. And that feet, gopis what did? They tatte sujatu charanam baruham stenishu. Vividly they, face to face, they took his feet on their breast. And they are repenting for that. Oh, what should I do? Krishna like this, but we think that we are pinching him. So, they want that from what? Her. Krishna should come out and we should embrace. And thus our separation, viraha agni, the fire of separation, would be
extinguished.
One thing more. That they are telling that the problem is more higher than
Sambhu.
Who are telling this? Who are telling? Tatastha can tell.
Neutral.
What they can tell? Oh, Krishna in their thrones. Oh, they want to embrace Krishna. But in separation mood, all things comes. They are meeting always by in separation mood, thinking always by not closing their eyes. So separation is very good. Who is telling?
Neutral person.
Neutral. Especially like a crew, Kans. They have no feeling for that meeting of Radha and Krishna. So, Malli, who will tell? Akrur can tell. And he will take Krishna from Braja. Oh, let they feel separation. They should be cry always in separation. Oh, he can tell. And Kans will be very happy. Oh, take Krishna here and I will kill him. So, they can tell like this. So, any Brajavasi don't like that Krishna should be separated from Braja, especially for gopis, from gopis. Understand? You? Or? What they want? Even a plant, creeper, birds, they don't want that Krishna should be out of Braja and all should feel separation. Because it is so high, they don't. So what of gopis? What of Lalita, Vishakha and Roop Manjari? Those who are private and what?
Confidential servant.
Servant of Srimati Radhika. Oh, more affection than Krishna to Radhika. Oh, Radha Dashi. Oh, Brajvasi cannot
tolerate
the separation of Krishna from Radhika and Brajvasi. Lalita, Vishakha. And Palyadashi, Roop Manjari, or other, Rati Manjari, Roop Manjari. Kamal Manjari, you know? Who is Kamal Manjari?
Bhakti Vinod Thakur.
What he is telling? I cannot bear the separation of Radhika. Sri Krishna virahe, Radhika Radasa, Amito Sohite Nari. He is weeping and telling, what? Or separation for Krishna. And Radhika always lamented in Dibyonma, Bhramar Gita and so. I cannot bear. I don't want that Krishna should go away from Radhika. He should be always in Braja with Radhika. Jugala Milan Sukhe Rakar Jivana Chhadite Pari. Shri Krishna Birahe Radhika Radasa Amita sahite nari jugala milan sukhar karana jivan chhadite pari. What meaning? Oh, I cannot tolerate the separation of Radha and Krishna. I can give up my life. Why? Oh, that Krishna should come. Even giving my life, I want to bring Krishna to Radhika. राधा पक्ष छाड़ी जे जन से जन जे भावे से भावे थाके अमित राधिका पद पक्षपाती सदा कभू नहीं हेरिता के. ओ, आई एम पाल्लदासी ऑफ राधिका. Or then anyone can think that separation mood is very good. But I don't want to see that person's face. It is sinful act to see the face of that person. Only call Mathura Vasi, Akrura and Kans. They can do that. None other. Even Uddhava, he went to Braj and he realized this point. And he came to Krishna and told, oh, you must go at once. Otherwise, all Braj will do. All cow will. All calves.
Calves.
All the gopis. Nanda Baba, Yashoda are dying. You must go there. Even Baldeva and Roni Maya, that Krishna, they told Krishna, why you are not going to Braja? All will die. Baldeva told that, if you are not going, I must go there. And I will tell that you are coming very soon. So they all want that Krishna should be with gopis, with his father, mother in Braja. Oh, if Bipralambi is higher than,
Meeting.
Then Lalita and other Sakhis, Palyadasis, Manjaris, they would have been trying that Krishna should always be out of Braj, so far away from Krishna. They do. Never they cannot. They want that Krishna should not be with Radhika. You want anyone? That Krishna should be separate from Radhika, and Radhika should feet and rolling down.
No. No.
If you want, I will pray too.
No.
Oh. One thing more. Oh, you know, Lalita sent a bird, Hansa.
Swan.
Where? To Mathura. Why? Go and tell the Dashami Dasa of Radhika to Krishna. Dashami Dasa means?
10th stage.
Oh. She's going to die.
About to die. In 11th moment of.
Always she is infant. Dibya Unmad and all other things. Go and tell Krishna that if you are not coming very soon in a day or
two,
just now. Then if you go to Braj, you cannot meet with Radhika, you should always in mind. She will die. So if you want to be happy and to make all happy, at once you should go there. So Lalita is telling like that. Our so that I have told correct. With the explanations of our Purvacharya, only Bipralambi is needed. When? To help
enhance
to meet Krishna. If it not done, no necessity of
Bipralambi.
So, explaining all these things, I also want to tell whether meeting is first or Bipralambi is first.
Meeting.
If those who have not, gopis have not met with Krishna,
why Bipralambi will come?
Bipralambi will come? So in the beginning,
meeting.
Then separation. Otherwise separation would cannot come. She cannot weep for Krishna, we cannot weep. And that is why we are not weeping. Can you weep for Krishna from her? You can. Because you have no seen Krishna. If you see his beauty, his qualities, his affection, love and mercy, then you can cry. So first is Sambho, and then in the middle?
Meeting. Separation.
Separation.
Again.
Man.
Purvarag.
Purvarag.
Man. Pravas.
Pravas and Adas.
before.
When Krishna goes to the forest, oh, they feel separation. They weep for Krishna. They talk with their... And in the end, in the Madana Kamut, which is only in Radhika Malli, Radhika Malli. Oh, all kinds of meetings and all kinds of separation move. Everything is in
Madana.
And this is only in Radhika.
Monopoly of Sumati Radhika.
Monopoly Radhika. At that time, it is so wonderful mood of Radhika that even separation mood comes in this, in close. It cannot be in separation. Only meeting with Radhika. In the lap of Krishna, Radhika is repenting. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Oh, this is very wonderful. Tasteful. Oh, so we should try to know all these things and that will solve all, reconcile all the questions.
Gaur Premanande!
Just in case anybody has any doubts, the people who wrote this in the mood of Kamsa, their goal was to make people not want to see Gurudev by making it look like Srila Gurudev is different from our Srila Prabhupada. And so they quoted our Srila Prabhupada saying that separation is higher from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So in case anybody has any doubts and thinks that that is our Prabhupada's mood, if they check in folio, they will see that there are hundreds and hundreds of quotes from Prabhupada saying exactly the same thing as Srila Gurudev, and anybody can extract anything out of context.
You should try to write any article about this. I also, not only this, I challenge anyone in this world that face to face they should come and discuss all the points. And also I know they cannot come face to face. They have no dear to come. They know this like a lawyer. Thank you.
They want to be separated from you, Gurudev. Always feeling separation. For them it is highest.
Don't come to me. Don't come to me. Or very far away. And feel separation and be happy.
Yes?
What she is telling?
She is telling that she is not a philosopher.
Not a learned scholar.
She is not a learned scholar also, but she has read in Krishna book that Krishna told Gopis, I have never left you. I have always been with you.
So always in meeting, not
but do Gopi, why lamented and suffering for Krishna? If Krishna, it was version of Uddhava.
Yes.
They told to Uddhava. They cut all the arguments.
Gopis cut all the arguments of Uddhava.
Of Uddhava. And this is the version of Uddhava, not Gopis. So, I know your Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti, he is philosopher too. He is Rashik Bhakta also. He is everything. He realizes Vipralambha and Sambhav. Will he tell that Radha should be always far away from Krishna? Can he do? Never. I know. I was with him since 1947. And up now, I'm serving. I know all the emotions. No use of being philosophers. Nothing. It is only as a logic we can. Now, one kirtan? I think you should digest all these things. And if drama play is ready, Ready?
Yes.
Thus ends the class in the afternoon of the 13th of January in Hilo, Hawaii. Hare Krishna, 2003.